The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service. Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On May 6th, 1856, the world welcomed little baby Sigmund Freud. His birth was the pivotal moment for the baby that would grow up to be the most famous psychoanalyst in history.
Ah, congratulations, Mother. You are the subconscious cause of all his future problems.
Sigmund Freud, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. It's the last few hours of freedom for former presidential fixer Michael Cohen, who's going away for crimes, including campaign finance violations, relating to hush money paid to women. Cohen
sentenced to 3 years in prison. The federal correctional institution in Otisville. Cohen will be housed in a dormitory-style unit in the prison's minimum security camp, where he's going to have access to a full-time rabbi, as well as a cafeteria serving matzo ball soup and snacks like Doritos.
Fox's Todd Pyro in Otisville.
Cohen must be here by 2 p.m. today to begin his sentence, which he reportedly tried to shorten by setting up a meeting with the feds, but that offer to be a whistleblower was not accepted.
And as Chinese envoys head to Washington for trade talks, President Trump tweeting the U.S. has been losing $500 billion a year on trade with China, writing, "Sorry, we're not going to be doing that anymore." This is Fox News.
Well, it's another day in the fun zone. How do you feel when you come to work, Greg Budell?
Here I come to save the day.
And Jay Scott, you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
Hello, are you happy people?
Emily Hayes, you look a little jittery. What's wrong?
I thought I saw a putty tat.
I don't see one. Bailey the Wonder Dog, do you see a putty tat? And Rich Thomas, what's your expert opinion on the meteorological situation?
Unusual weather we're having, ain't it?
It looks like everyone's in their place and ready to go. Stand by for three men and a lady.
I did call a putty tat.
Poor putty tat.
All right, we're all warmed up now. We promise this hour is really going to be great. At 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's Greg, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes,
yay, fun.
And maybe a cat fact, a random fact, and the Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Our forecast for today is a good one, and it's very comfortable out here this morning on this Melanoma Monday. I swear that's the day. I don't know why, but anyway, there's going to be a lot of sun, so wear the sunscreen. Sunshine, nice day with a high temperature up to about 87, mostly clear, mild tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, more sun. First 90-degree day tomorrow. It looks that way. You know, we were close to it a couple of times last week. And then on Wednesday, enough moisture for maybe a renegade shower somewhere in the area during the heat of the day, high 89. Then Thursday, showers and thunderstorms become more likely towards Thursday evening, high in the upper 80s. And then a good chance of Thursday night into Friday night, and over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's not going to rain all the time, but the waves of showers and thunderstorms will be moving through. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds. Our temperature is 61 at 7:07.
Okay, down to the traffic dungeon for an update. There seemed kind of quiet on 85 behind our building, but that's just a small part of what we look at.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at our Monday morning traffic. We do have an accident on the boulevard. It's around at the Coliseum Boulevard on the north side of the boulevard, so be careful there. The rest of the boulevard's moving along pretty well with delays at the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, everything looks good right now. I-65 doesn't have any delays coming out of Prattville, and we don't see any problems on I-85 either. The 31s look pretty good this morning. We're starting to see a good bit of traffic coming out of the Wetumpka area, headed towards the Gunner Annex, and out of Prattville into the downtown area, so just be careful there. Remember, school buses are out picking up kids this early morning, so be careful around them. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made, but the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance from the Vance Law Firm. A mother's smile, when directed at you, makes your whole day a lot better. All mom needs to know is that she helped you be your best. So tell her thank you and have a happy Mother's Day.
Which state out of the 57 contributes
Texas.
No. The greatest number of Morning Maroon nominees.
Oh, it's got to be Florida.
Florida. And one of them today is an idiot who, if you can see the photo there on my computer, that's what you get when you kiss a cottonmouth snake.
Oh, no.
And it bites you on the tongue.
No.
I'm trying to get the name of the trailer area where this in Tampa, near Tampa. There's a little wonderful little place. In fact, it's the one place in Florida that really doesn't look that much like Florida, called Mount Dora. It's a town that features antique, quaint, and I love it there. You spent a lot of time there with Goose when she was growing up.
On your way down to the wedding, did you not stop there?
We did. Yeah. We spent the night there. Yeah. And if it weren't for a couple of creepy guys in the parking lot, we would have gone out to dinner somewhere nice. But that aside, the lakes that are in that area are really nice, but there are cottonmouth snakes in those lakes, and there's one little place we used to get out in the boat, and just, it was sort of like a channel between two larger bodies of water that had big tree stumps that stuck up. And they would sit coiled up on top of those tree stumps in the sun.
God.
And
creepy.
They're big. They, even when they're just, bathing themselves in the sun, they still look mighty. I just don't get it. I mean, I understand, Janelle, she respects snakes. She can handle, she doesn't freak out if it's a garden snake or a black snake or a rat snake, anything that's not poisonous. But her former was bit by some type of a viper.
Yeah.
About 3 years ago, I think it was, and he spent a week in the hospital. I'd just rather not. Randy Burkhalter sells. If you see one on your property, we had a call from a listener last week, I think it was in the afternoon show, who said, I know you mentioned snake repellent, and you can get it at Prattville Farm Center if you need it. It doesn't kill them, but I found out how it works. It's a grainy substance. You spray it around the areas where you may have seen them, or they might be, you want to keep them off your patio and stuff. What it does is it irritates their bellies when they go slithering over it. So they avoid it. And that's how you keep them at bay.
Slither in there. They creep me out.
I've heard, I don't know what's true and what's not. I've heard rumors that they can... that there are some of the poisonous variety in our area, but by the way, the tomato plants are looking really good.
I'm excited because of the weekend rain. People said that their tomato plants started sprouting up.
I don't know what it is in the rainwater that gives them that boost.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, with 24 plants all healthy, I should have hundreds of pounds of tomatoes.
Thinking about June?
About June, yeah. Yeah. It's really amazing how that whole process works, but they all took because I stuck them in the ground the proper way. We're going to take a quick break at that convenient time at 7-Eleven for your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Two people are dead after a shooting in Tuskegee. Police say 39-year-old Jamie Collins and 49-year-old Willie Long were shot and killed Friday night. This happened in the 700 block of Warren Avenue in Tuskegee. No arrests have been made. Montgomery fire crews are investigating a house fire at the intersection of Birmingham Highway and West Boulevard. Investigators believe the home was vacant. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And Marine Patrol troopers say one person is dead after two boat crashes at Lake Martin. A second boater went to the hospital with injuries. Troopers say this happened Friday night near the Bridge to Nowhere. Investigators believe that alcohol may have played a role in the crash. The incident remains under investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I can tell you with great certainty that there'll be no convoluted intro to Random Facts today.
Oh.
No. They're done?
Well, all right, I've got a week when I could try,
okay.
But I'm not making any promises on execution today.
There you go.
It's a great weekend, but I do feel like I, physically anyway, like I have my butt kicked a little bit. A lot of time on hard surfaces over the weekend, a lot of walking, which is good for you. And again, thanks to everybody. You know, a couple of our listeners that won tickets for the event won some nice cash prizes in the drawdown at the end of the night, too. That was kind of cool.
Did you meet our winners out there?
Yes. In fact, they put themselves together at a table right next to me, so it was like doing a show, except you could see your audience. That's great.
That's cool.
I kind of like that.
I like that.
7:14 on News Talk 93.1 FM, Random Facts coming up with Jay. Pay close attention. It'll be followed by our Random Facts Pop quiz. Worth $10 free shopping at Food Outlet, where I was yesterday. Adams Drugs. Let's talk about them for a second. This is a group, and I know people, I talked to a lot of folks, just about everybody has at least one prescription.
Oh, sure.
For something. Now, if you're going to one of the recently merged pharmacy chains, or to what, God, I mean, a big box store, I just, you have to park. You have to park a good ways away, and it just feels, I don't know, this is just my metaphor and mine alone, but it seems to me when I've been in those places, it looks like the government's running the pharmacy. Lines, people sitting around, no sense of urgency, and certainly no warmth and personal approach to it, because they just don't have time. Adams Drugs will not make you feel like just another face in a sea of patients. When you go there, they make an effort from the beginning to get to know you. They have beautiful gift shops to, if you want to, and it only takes a couple of minutes if you want to get something filled and not have to come back later. They also deliver. If your doctor phones something in, the worst thing you can do is get in the car and drive, because if you're feeling that bad, you don't want to be on the road, so let them know you need delivery. And it only takes a couple of minutes to get your insurance information into their system. They fight for every penny they can get on your co-pays, and you'll get that warm personal service, that Mayberry, I've made up that word, it's patented, and you'll really feel like your business is appreciated. If you're not getting that at your current place, give Adams Drugs a try. 12 locations, and if you can hear the show over the air, there's got to be one or you. All right, at 7:16, we'll be back with Random Facts. And later, I hope you know your Constitution. How about that?
What?
Because that is the topic of the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Hope it's not the Alabama Constitution. It's the U.S. Constitution.
It's the
Isn't
U.S.
Isn't the Alabama Constitution the longest constitution?
And, like, the most outdated?
Yeah.
What's shocking is it's based, it was inspired by a news story that a very, very small percentage, and that includes some of the people that are sitting and running our government,
right,
know anything about it. The basics, like the three branches of government and stuff. So that was the inspiration for today's Truth or Baloney. And that's coming up later when a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Out in front is Game of Thrones leaks, and here comes Stanley Cup playoffs in the clubhouse turn. Mueller's testimony is getting some traction. Measles outbreak is out to set the pace. Venezuelan regime is losing ground. And through the second turn, no collusion is fading, followed closely by pushing off impeachment. And Diana Ross's TSA agent makes a move. Magic Johnson's exit is coming out of nowhere, and down the stretch they come. And Avengers Endgame is dominating the pack. It's Avengers Endgame. It's Terrible Allergies. And Terrible Allergies wins it by a runny and drippy nose.
And now, here's Jay Scott approaching the finish line with
random.
Hey.
Facts.
Nicely done.
That did work. Yeah. No, that was good.
I've done worse.
Well, I've enjoyed every single one of them regardless.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But that's probably the last one ever.
Okay.
Sure. Last one. Okay. I guess the BS button's broken.
There you go. Whoa.
Every day you say it's, I reckon that's going to be the last one.
Because I've learned.
Can't ever top that one.
Like, I'm a career guy with a lot of experience. Pay attention to me. I learned to give listeners reason to have low expectations of what I do. So that way they're never disappointed.
Right, exactly.
That's what I do. I set that bar low. That's why.
So you'll always be impressed. Did you know the candy bar Three Musketeers was so named because the package originally contained three bars?
Uh-huh.
You get the vanilla, the chocolate, and the strawberry.
Uh-huh.
Sugar restrictions during World War II led to consolidation into one single chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, didn't it necessitate the invention of creamy nougat?
Apparently so, yes.
The nougat plant. I've seen that on Smithsonian Channel. It's amazing.
Is it Milky Way and Three Musketeers? There's not a great deal of...
Well, there's more caramel.
Yeah, Milky Way has caramel in it.
And it's a heavier consistency, whereas the Three Musketeer has a very light bite.
I see.
Very... What? I'm trying to lend some class to the show.
I just see a waiter all dressed up with Three Musketeer on.
Mr. Thomas.
And you'll enjoy this, yes. This milk chocolate.
And you smell it first.
It's a very light bite with the nougat.
The risk here with a Milky Way bar, Mr. Thomas, is that if you pull away too quickly, you could have a strandana over your lower lip. That would be a big strand of caramel that you didn't quite get in and... Well, you look silly.
What year was this Musketeer? This is 2018, sir.
Ooh, that was a good year.
Yeah, I hope it's not much older than that. Chocolate tends to turn a color after a while.
This is the 2020 model, Mr. Thomas. It just came out of the vending machine. Back to you, Jay.
Did you know the movie Cars, Pixar, did pretty well at the box office, $462 million at the box office. That's not where it dominated, however. Over the next 5 years in merchandising, it earned $10 billion. This is with a B.
Wow.
Dollars.
Billions and billions.
$10 billion?
$10 billion. Do you realize the kind of air conditioning unit I could afford?
Want us to do a GoFundMe? Maybe we can make shirts.
Did you know that the Muppets' first big break was on the Jimmy Dean show?
Like Jimmy Dean sausage?
The sausage guy, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Jimmy Dean show from 1963 to 1966. Rolf the dog had a 7 to 10 minute spot with Jimmy every single episode.
Oh!
Jim Henson was so grateful for this that he offered Jimmy Dean 40% of the Muppets.
Wow!
But Jimmy turned it down, saying that he didn't. Jimmy felt like he didn't earn that.
Oh!
Oh! I love that. A man of principle.
Yeah. Oh. He felt like he didn't earn it.
I haven't made sausage balls in a while.
He probably regrets that. But yeah. Oh yes, you should.
Sausage balls are good.
Yeah, you should.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
I'll make runny eggs. We could have it at the same breakfast.
Did you know the highest survivable dose of caffeine on record is a full 100 grams?
Like, what's in a cup of coffee?
Jim? Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Okay, I was just
Here, I'll Google.
Yeah, Google that. It was set by a 39-year-old female that attempted suicide ingesting around 500 caffeine tablets that were 200 milligrams each.
You know, if I'm going to attempt suicide, it's not with caffeine tablets.
No.
Is it that how much that Jesse had? Or isn't that what Jesse was doing on Saved by the Bell? She was taking those caffeine pills to get through. And I'm so excited. You know, the whole Jesse Spano breakdown on Saved by the Bell.
I remember that. I don't know what she was taking.
I'm pretty sure it was like caffeine pills or something to get through studying. And she was in that little girl group with Kelly and Lisa.
Yeah.
It makes you like this.
Coffee kind of makes me nervous when I drink it.
Gosh.
95 milligrams of caffeine in an 8-ounce cup of coffee.
And so we're talking about 10 grams. And this is...
No, this was 100
grams.
100 grams.
100 grams. Oh, my
Lord.
God.
Because she took 500... She took 500 pills that were 200 milligrams each.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, also, Jesse was working nights at that strip joint, too.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
And Saved by the Bell, I thought that was a family show.
Well, one of the actors went on to do... what was that name of that movie?
Showgirls, like the striptease ripoff, the Demi Moore thing. But yeah,
did you know that Twinkies were invented as a way to use a Continental Bakery shortcake pans for the 46 weeks each year outside of strawberry season? In the Depression, these were cheap and easy to mass produce, and that's how we got the Twinkie.
And they kid about the shelf life of a Twinkie, but it's
yeah.
Yeah, it's not as long as... It's substantial, but not as long as everybody thinks.
And didn't we have like a short... It was a shortage of whatever. They said the Twinkies were going...
Yes, away. Yes. Yeah. They were going to stop making them, I think. Hostess was going out of business, and the Twinkie was saved. I think another company owns it now, if I'm not mistaken. I remember that. I'll bet I have bits on that in here somewhere.
Twinkies.
T-W-I-N-K...
Oh, wait, here's Twinkie production was suspended on November 21st, 2012.
Is that long ago?
Yeah, and resumed after an absence of at least 10 months from American store shelves, becoming available again nationwide July 15th, 2013. A company out of Canada who owns the Canadian rights to the product made them during their absence from the U.S. market.
Be a beer, huh? And eat it a glass this time, huh? And open up a fresh box of Twinkies for Mr. Davis.
That was...
For Mr. Davis.
Yeah. The Sammy Davis episode of All in the Family. One of the all-time classic moments in TV history.
Yeah.
Did you know the underbelly membrane of lobsters is the toughest material of all natural hydrogels, including collagen, animal skins, and natural rubber? The membrane is about as strong as industrial rubber composites, such as those used to make car tires, garden hoses, and conveyor belts.
Whoa!
Yep, lobster. Yeah. Did you know ants manage large-scale infrastructure projects with no coordination at all?
But what do uncles do?
I see what you did there.
Look at me go! Yeah,
see, he meant little ants. And yeah. I see.
Each ant acts alone. It is good. No, it's good. Each ant acts alone, solving problems such as removing obstructions as they are encountered. Mm-hmm. Research points to the simple evolutionary energy-saving principle of, if you do not need to communicate, don't.
That should be our watchwords in this world. You know, if you don't need to communicate,
don't do it.
Don't.
Just shut up.
Just shut up.
Did you know the students at Columbia College are required to pass a swimming test before they can receive their diploma?
Why?
In addition to its rigorous core curriculum.
Why?
This is also required at Cornell University as well. Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Interesting.
One day that hotkey is going to disappear.
I think it's a sense of everybody should know how to swim.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily. It's a swimming test, so it's
but
not like.
But why do they? I mean, why do they take it upon themselves to make sure that everybody knows how to swim?
Yeah.
Well, in Florida, it's. I mean, Janelle had her first swimming lesson when she was barely walking.
Right. And that's smart. That's smart. And
as one who had to leap over the end of a pool to fish a kid out who fell in.
Yeah.
And was just floating with. Oh man.
Anybody has a pool and has a kid.
Well, no. I understand the need to know how to swim. I just didn't know why these universities felt like they needed to make it mandatory for you to graduate.
Well,
that you
again,
have to know
why
how
did they
to
make
swim.
You swim naked in Chicago?
That's just weird. You know that's weird, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was, for 2 years, I obsessed over it before going to high school. It was weird the whole 4 years, and I still think it's weird all these years later.
Somebody says here that a Columbia student graduated and then died from drowning in the Hudson shortly after. The president of the college at the time figured along the lines of, what good is our degree if you'll die from something preventable like drowning?
Oh.
And so initiated a swim test.
Interesting. Well, that's what precipitated it. Okay.
Well, then, okay. There's some other theories on this that are way more horrible. It was done to keep certain people from graduating, from being able to graduate from the college. A certain group of people.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And the disabled as well. Yeah, I know. It kind of goes back to some really horrible history.
Yeah.
Did you know the lightest touch from a human, animal, insect, or even plants touching will trigger a huge gene response in plants? So the lightest touch from a plant touching another plant or any of the other things I mentioned, human, animal, insect, within 30 minutes of being touched, 10% of the plant's genome is altered. This is a huge expenditure of energy. If the touching is repeated, then plant growth is reduced by up to 30%.
Huh. And there was a story over the weekend about plants communicating through their root system to other plants.
They do have that.
If they don't have Wi-Fi.
Ba-doom.
Okay.
He said Wi-Fi. If they don't have Wi-Fi.
It's a tough room in here.
Did you know in 2001, the FBI's computer system was so antiquated that it
How
had...
How antiquated was it, Jay?
It had no access to the internet and no digital search capabilities.
What year was this?
2001.
Wow. Oh.
Gosh, even I was ahead of that curve.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the...
Exactly. Is that a motor?
No, I don't know.
What that was.
Is that your aunt? The dial-up. What?
Is that your aunt?
That's not my aunt.
That's the poorest dial-up imitation.
We used to do contests and have people call up and impersonate the dial-up internet sound. And people would do it pretty
easy. Is that Emily?
That's what I was doing just then.
Yeah.
That part.
That's not what you were just doing.
Yes, it was.
Remember as it used to get better
like
and better?
Like a drunk Alabama fan.
Shut up!
That sounds like it, what you would be doing just before they shove your meal under the door to your room.
Screamer!
Whatever. Whatever.
The time at the tone is 7:30.
Yeah, finally, did you know of Marion Tinsley of Ironton, Ohio?
No.
Considered one of the greatest checkers players to ever live. He lost only 7 games in his 45-year career, 2 of them to a computer.
That he just let win.
During one game against the Chinook program, he saw a mistake that the computer made and predicted a win 64 moves into the future.
There's people that have brains like that.
Yeah.
Not me.
Somebody tried to teach me chess.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Well, I got it, but there are a lot of smarter people who can out-chess anybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's complicated. Yeah.
Checkers, I understood a little bit. I used to play that once in a while.
I was playing checkers wrong for the longest time until I actually did play it on a computer, and it was forcing me to jump when I didn't want to jump another player.
Mm.
But it's like, if a jump is there, that's the move you have to make.
I saw that so many times in Sam Drucker's store on Green Acres.
Might as well jump.
Wasn't a whole lot to do in Hooterville besides.
I would sit there and plan my moves. I won a lot of games because whoever I was playing against didn't also understand the rules that you have to jump when a jump is on the
board. Listened to a lot of Van Halen at the time.
So you have to make the jump, but I would just always, I would leave it alone and be and move myself around the board better to really dominate, but I couldn't do that.
Nothing got you down, huh?
Once I had to play by those rules,
yeah,
I lost a lot of games.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't playing right. And I still don't know how to play chess. It's one of the things I'd like to learn.
Do you know all the movements of all the chess players?
I know some of them. You can only go in like an L pattern for one of them, and this one can only go
in
diagonal.
The bishop can only go diagonal.
Yeah, I don't know everything.
But with your expertise, I would never want to try to take you on in a game of Pong or Space Invaders or
Pong.
One of those modern video.
I love pinball.
Contraptions you can play through your TV.
Do pinball.
All right, you guys are going to caucus on a...
I don't have anything, Jake.
I do.
Oh, did you send
it? No, I'll text it to you.
All right, to do that while we're listening to this.
New from the makers of Death Wish Coffee, the world's strongest coffee, comes super-duper overachiever, heart-stopping, power-pumping, get-the-hell-out-of-my-way Death Wish Coffee. Now with over 500 milligrams of caffeine in every ounce. One cup of this stuff and you'll be spitting fire, racing, running, jumping, slamming, cramming, screaming, and running around like a chicken on acid with his head cut off. Super-duper overachiever, heart-stopping, power-pumping, get-the-hell-out-of-my-way Death Wish Coffee. Drink a cup today and we'll see you next month. If you're still alive.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 7 o'clock hour, and we have an accident in the downtown area. It's at South Hull Street and I-85, and that is an accident with injury, so look out. Emergency units are responding there. We also still have police working an accident on the boulevard at Highway 331. That's South Court Street, so watch out there. The rest of the boulevard starting to build up traffic pretty quickly. We are slowing down at all the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, I-85 is rolling along just fine. We're starting to see that delay we see every morning on I-65 southbound, so be careful if you're headed out of Prattville. School zones are in effect. Watch your speed limit. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Spring and summertime fun are here. Reinhardt Toyota has the car, truck, or SUV to make it all memorable. Start your adventures in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, at 7:35, are you ready for today's pop quiz from Quizmaster J? $10 of free shopping and food outlet for the winner to this query.
What is the highest survivable dose of caffeine on record?
Oh. The highest. highest survivable
dose of caffeine.
That was actually when I was going to text you, but I didn't think it was worthy. Okay.
Yeah.
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. The winner will get their choice. Well, a $10 certificate, their choice of three food outlet locations suspended at in Montgomery, in Main Street on, no, on, forget it, my preposition.
That's Prattville.
Yeah, the Prattville one and then the one in Twice a Day. By the way, that Twice a Day Millbrook thing is catching on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Rich will have a forecast update here in just a moment.
Twice an hour.
Yeah, he lives in Twice an Hour, Montgomery. Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good. Good. You going to solve this?
You got to me quick.
Yes, sir.
Y'all pushing through.
What you think? What is the answer to this? How many?
What is the largest survivable dose of caffeine on record?
100 grams.
That is correct.
That is correct. Right.
That is correct.
Hey, at the rate we're going today, you may win something on Friday.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for playing along here.
So I get that feeling at the end of the week. How many calls this week? One.
Yeah.
Okay. And the winner, number one.
Well, let Emily go ahead and do the Friday thing right now.
All right, then. We'll just fast forward to Friday.
We'll save the time. Mm-hmm. Hang on, Don. And that's that at 7:37.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We're starting the week with some quiet weather for at least two or three days, and I think that's a great thing. Sunshine, a nice day today. It's really comfortable out there this morning. Today's high temperature should be up to about 87, but not a humid 87 at all. Tonight, mostly clear, mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, more sun. Hot. Hot for May, that is, with the high temperature probably right around 90. We came close to it 3 days last week, but that didn't quite make it. Wednesday's high around 89, maybe an isolated heat of the day shower somewhere in the area. On Wednesday, most of us dry. Then on Thursday, I think the chance of showers and thunderstorms start to increase towards Thursday evening, Thursday night, and showers and thunderstorms will be around at times Friday, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, it's not going to rain all weekend, but have a plan B because showers will be around. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, temperature 61 at 7:38.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Can't wait to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
And since this is a news talk station and we know a lot of you know the Constitution, I'm sure we'll have an abundance of people wanting to participate in that coming up at 7:39. Here's Fox Business and your local news.
Are scheduled to resume. Phil Orlando, chief equity market strategist at CFA, says it's not a done deal yet, and that has investors concerned.
The Chinese delegation was coming to the United States middle of this week to finalize some of these details. So I think the market is expressing some perfectly reasonable nervousness given these recent turn of events in the context of how well the market's done the last 4 months.
Kraft Heinz is restating its earnings back to 2016. The company previously disclosed it received a subpoena from the Securities and Exchange Commission related to its accounting. The company says it's investigating certain misstatements. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses for $19.99. Plus, get double the roses with a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Pick your delivery date and send Mom a dozen assorted roses for just $19.99, or double the roses and get a premium glass vase for $9.99 more. To get this amazing deal, hurry to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5757. Proflowers.com, code 5757.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery fire crews are investigating a house fire at the intersection of Birmingham Highway and West Boulevard. Investigators believe the home was vacant. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Two people are dead after a shooting in Tuskegee. Police say 39-year-old Jamie Collins and 49-year-old Willie Long were shot and killed Friday night. This happened in the 700 block of Warren Avenue in Tuskegee. No arrests have been made. And Marine Patrol troopers say one person is dead after two boat crashes at Lake Martin. A second boater went to the hospital with injuries. Troopers say this happened Friday night near the Bridge to Nowhere. Investigators believe that alcohol may have played a role in the crash. The incident remains under investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
The place I work makes us buy our own staff shirts because they say millennials quit with no notice and never turn the shirts back in. Oh, wait. I was supposed to go in today.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We have Mother's Day coming up this weekend. Let's not forget that. And since the Kentucky Derby was on Saturday, mm-hmm. This has been one of our Mother's Day classics over the years. It's only 30 seconds. Let's give it a quick listen.
Welcome to Churchill Downs for the annual Mother's Day Run for the Roses. The last-minute shoppers are at the starting gate, and they're off. It looks like procrastinating Pete is in the early lead, followed by forgetful Frank, absent-minded Allison, and neglectful Ned. Coming around the turn, it's still procrastinating Pete, but here comes absent-minded Allison with forgetful Frank fading fast. Down the backstretch, it's procrastinating Pete and absent-minded Allison neck and neck. Across the finish line, procrastinating Pete holds on to win the roses for his mom, followed by absent-minded Allison, forgetful Frank, and neglectful Ned. They'll all have to settle for just a cheap card.
And by the way, I think most places that take reservations are probably booked up already for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is one of the biggest days.
That and Valentine's Day, yeah. But I know where I'm going to be. Costco.
Of course.
Splitting one of their hot dogs and maybe a soda. We really know how to live large in our
seeing
house.
Seeing a first-showing movie on a Sunday for Mother's Day is also very light on the crowd.
Unless you want to take mom to see Avengers Endgame.
Right. Well, you could do that as well. You could take mom to see the movie.
Then there's always the brunch option.
Here's the story of a special Sunday when you can't find a reservation anywhere. They've all been booked up since early April. You haven't got a prayer. Now it's a story of desperation. A family who must find a place to dine, and all they're looking for in a restaurant is one without a line. After driving round and round, they finally found it, and the best thing was it didn't cost too much. We drove through past those golden arches. That's the place we had our Mother's Day brunch. Mother's Day brunch. Mother's Day brunch. What a place.
Some days we go out to play the Bear Bryant Southern Bell commercial.
Ah.
Have you called your mother today?
I think we have that.
Yeah.
I think we have that in our system. The length of Avengers Endgame has raised the issue. Do people want intermissions in movies? And a survey was done this weekend.
Our survey said
60%. What do you think they said? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No, 60% said no.
What?
Yeah, they don't want to interrupt the movie. 28%, that's it, were in favor of intermissions. The rest aren't sure. So that would be 60 plus that, but 12% don't know.
Okay, so this is with the theater imposing the intermission, not like how in Gone with the Wind it has a break with the musical score for you to take a break.
Yes.
Like an actual theatrical performance.
The first time I saw that movie, and, you know, when you just get... I didn't want to see it. I went in a petulant state of mind because Goya, my long-ago girlfriend, wanted to go see it. So it was when December 22nd, 1970.
What a lovely
name. Well, her name was Gloria, but I called her Goya.
Oh, Goya.
Yeah.
What? When you're watching a movie at my house, how easy is it for intermission? With the theater.
There's the terrible answer to that.
The theater.
I'm not going to do it. I can't. I just couldn't do it. No, that's never a problem because you can put it on pause. That's kind of cool. So if you're waiting for public opinion to sway the movie producers, that probably ain't going to happen.
I don't think for an hour long or an hour and a half long movie,
you don't need it.
But then when you're pushing, you've got like a three hour film, you should take a break in some point, you know?
3 hour films are very uncommon, however.
That's what I'm saying. It's uncommon enough that if you're producing a 3 hour film, then.
And the reason it's uncommon is because
it
limits the amount of times it could be shown.
Right.
It starts to, once you hit a certain time, length of a film, mm-hmm. it starts to cut into how many showings per day, which cuts into how much revenue it can make, although obviously Endgame is not having a problem whatsoever.
It's got a very successful Endgame.
Last week we told you that Taco Bell is selling bathing suits that were inspired by the colors of their sauce packets.
They sell all kinds of merch. Taco Bell's smart.
Well, this is the next topic. You can now buy Capri Sun, Hi-C, and Crystal Pepsi bathing suits.
Crystal Pepsi bathing suits?
Crystal Pepsi bathing suits.
Oops,
they're available in men's one-piece trunks and one-piece for women.
crystal.
Hey, you know what? If it's on the right body, I wouldn't mind looking at a parade of Pepsi cans. Can it get any worse? Really? Can it get any worse today? I'm just wondering. I'm asking for a friend.
Once you're past puberty, everything's going to be smoother.
Yeah.
Late bloomer, are you?
Yeah, I'm just a tad behind the times here. I don't know. I've always had this thing about product wear, because why should I spend $30 for a Nike shirt with a big swoosh?
What?
Because...
Well, that's different.
I'm promoting them. They should pay me $30.
I never thought about it that way until in high school in Miss Hopper's public speaking class.
Miss Hopper?
Yes. She classic Southern lady. A true friend will tell you when you have lipstick
on
your
teeth. Was she an older
or
younger or older Miss Hopper?
What was her?
I graduated high school in 2003, so this was 2000 that I was taking this class.
But
She was, I would say, late 50s.
Oh.
In 2000, mid 50s.
Okay.
And still a miss. I don't know about you, but most of the teachers I had in elementary school were miss. That's why I asked.
Okay, well, I took public speaking in high school, and when we had to do on speech days, because she would film our speeches, we had a VHS tape. Yeah. So at the end of the class or whatever, we would have all of our speeches on tape, and we could see how we progressed. But you would have points taken off your final grade if you came to give your speech with any kind of logo or saying on your t-shirt or anything like that. It was a twofold thing of don't promote anybody else when you're up there promoting yourself, and two, the dressing for your success or whatever, dressing for public speaking. Yeah. And
we never had to worry about wearing a Crystal Pepsi shirt to school, because we had to wear regular shirts with collars and pants.
Yeah, she said it was free advertising for them. She was like, what are they paying you? You're buying that shirt for $100. What are you getting out of it?
But if you're in shoes, though, and especially in running type shoes, if you have one that says Joe's or one that has the Nike logo, that's cooler. I'm sorry. It's just cooler. It's just...
Well, no, every year when they put out the new Air Jordans, we see the gigantic lines queue up in front of the stores for these things. Sometimes those get a little out of control, too.
Yeah.
It's just never been a thing. On the other hand, you know, I mentioned this. Did I mention I used to work for Styx?
No, you never mentioned
this
that.
This is Styx!
No. Yes.
New information just coming into the studio.
No. Those t-shirts were cool. So, of course, I wore those because I wanted to promote the band. Much rather promote, something that says something about your taste in music or something than.
But you also probably didn't buy those t-shirts, though, did you?
No.
You didn't spend money on them.
No, I don't think I ever purchased one. And, of course, you know, a lot of bands now, you'll notice, like in the Happy Together tour and stuff, they really push the merchandising.
Sure, because that's where they're making their money.
Out in the lobby, yeah. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yep. Yeah, the tour money is always, well, you know this from doing that. The money made from ticket sales is like the least percentage that I would guess the band gets takeaway from. It's more in the merchandising, right?
If the band gets to a point where they can set their price because promoters have to pay it.
Right.
That's
a different story, yeah.
but that's a realm that includes... Now, Styx has been able to maintain that. I don't know this for a fact. I'll tell you what. I remember they opened for Three Dog Night in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for $250. It cost 10 times that to get everything out.
Oh, sure.
To organize everything,
right.
But the value of opening for Three Dog Night on their resume was worth it at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Just one show, out to Sioux Falls, back to Chicago.
The exposure?
Yeah, and, you know, say, hey, we were good enough to... And that built some momentum for them. But I think, like, today, if you want them, it's $75,000.
Do you remember... Well, you probably don't. Who was the last band they had to open for before they started getting
Headlining gigs,
yeah.
It could be, gosh, we did a lot of tours with Kansas. In the 70s, we opened for them.
Yeah.
Because they had Carry On My Wayward Son. They had, you know, several big hits.
Dust in the Wind. And
Styx had their own, but it was a great, I mean, you want to go see a show, two very similar bands, too, by the way.
Yeah.
But that reversed. Same thing with REO Speedwagon. They opened for REO Speedwagon, then later on...
REO Speedwagon opened for them, yeah.
Where they were on, you know, a double bill.
Yeah.
It just depends on who's hot at the time. You
yeah,
know?
That's true.
It's the way it is. You think it's going to last forever, and it doesn't.
Of course not.
756.
About my air conditioning.
We have...
I'm sorry. It's always going to come back to that, living in an 80-degree house.
Look, if you're really wealthy and you want to do something nice for a guy who's done nothing but be nice to people his whole life.
He's provided random facts for you time and again.
If, because Jay's unit blew a gasket.
Play the Sarah McLachlan. We got to really pull in the pity vote.
Random facts just don't grow on trees, friends. It's hard. Hot work.
By the way, if you're listening to this broadcast and your name is Warren Buffett, our buddy needs air conditioning. Yeah. And I know you got the jack.
Yeah, you know, I was around a lot of people with money at the country club. Yeah, I would have submitted an announcement.
You could have milked them.
We don't want Jay coming in all hot and sweaty and smell. We want fresh Jay. Every morning.
The freshest of the fresh.
Yeah, right.
Oh. So donate to the Cup of Jay Fund.
Meanwhile, I go visit my grandma this weekend. It's 83 degrees in her house, and she's, I'm just cold.
That's why.
I'm still cold.
That's why Alexa Silver does that.
Yeah, yeah, I just thought of that.
The temperature in this room is 100 degrees.
Turn up the heat.
It's trying to kill me.
Hey, did you see any of the CBS folks, the WAK folks out at the... I saw pictures.
I did.
That they were there, so...
Daryl Hood was there, and Jeff Sanders was there.
No. Ellis was there?
Ellis was there, too, yeah.
Ellis, yes.
Yeah. Wearing a hat.
She is quite the goddess.
Rolling the bones at the tables.
Yeah, I didn't really get to. I don't understand how any of that stuff works, so I didn't do any. I didn't have time.
I'll get my kid sister at the Derby. Who do I show first?
Where are you going?
I don't know. I don't know. Swinging the phone
orchestra?
Around.
Look at that hat.
She's so cute. Look at her little.
She is so stylish.
She's the best.
I have some pictures in the car. Very nice.
Oh, bless it. You want to see? You don't care.
LaDonna Brooks looked
big
awesome.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Did Alan and Fun Size Jane?
Yes, yeah. They look great. Jane's very much the fashionable type.
We were here covering, watching Radar and covering that big storm in Elmore County.
Obviously, I left the house as soon as I could to come up here because it was miserable. So,
We were lucky.
Elmore County's been a storm magnet this year.
That's really wild, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like every time there's a watch or a warning. They're the ones that get targeted. Yeah. All right, we are approaching 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. And again, sometime in the next hour, we'll play...
Truth or Baloney!
Say...